Happy Sunday, Bad News Army. Hope everyone's good. It's a beautiful day today. Got an incredible episode with my good friend Nikki Benz, an adult entertainment story, top three of the biggest names to ever do it. She's a special person in my life. She's been a really good friend. Her story is incredible. She's done so much more than just what people know her as. She's a very driving, amazing, talented woman. I'm excited for everyone to hear her story. She's one of the funniest people I know. Super excited for you guys to hear Nikki's entire story. And yeah, we're gonna dive right into this one because I feel like that's what we need to do. Enjoy it. I hope everyone has a great Sunday. Please keep rating us 5-star ratings. Comment, let us know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys think of this episode especially. Thank you so much.
Hey yo, Bad News, fuck going on?
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What up?
Let me do this real quick. Sorry, yeah. You're looking at my titties. Because I want to put you on my stand, so I don't got to hold you.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole time. Where you at?
I don't know. Where'd you go?
Dude.
What'd you just do? Don't get annoyed. What'd you just do?
It's just his iPhone now.
There you are.
There we are.
All right. We good now?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Okay. And just so you know, it is not my laptop because I've been doing Zoom shit. So I don't know, you guys.
I don't know.
I'm here.
We got a pretty good computer. I see your boobs.
Yes. What Nick, are you drinking?
An iced Americano. It gets me going for the day.
I'm jealous. I'm not drinking anything, but I think I should.
Yeah. What's up? What are you getting ready for? You definitely didn't get ready for us, so.
Well, because part of it, yeah. I got my makeup done and my hair and all that bullshit because I knew I was going to be on here. Okay. Plus, I'm shooting some stuff for OnlyFans, all that good shit.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So we got my close friend Nikki Benz on today. Welcome to Bad News, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I'm so pumped. It's like, we should just get into questions and just like, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
This is who you've been talking on the phone. Did you guys have a call today?
Yeah, no. I didn't realize which Matt you were. So it was a misunderstanding.
Oh no.
Feel me?
I liked how you were like, you're the Matt. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
the Matt's good.
The Matt. I was like, oh, okay.
The cool. Matt.
Nick, how's quarantine life been?
At first, really fucking depressing, and then I realized that I was fucking thriving. I learned how to cook some shit. I was walking daily. My dogs are thriving because their mom is home all the time. I've been drinking like a bottle of wine a day.
Whoa. What's a bottle of wine do for your head? Like, what goes on? Do you, like, get on the phone and start texting people? Like, yo, what's cracking?
No, dude, it's, like, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. I don't drink all in 1 hour. You know what I'm saying? It's only 5 glasses in a bottle, so we're good.
Right, but you're, I don't know if people know or have ever seen Nikki. She's fucking tiny, so that's,
Yeah, no, yeah. I had to stop drinking the wine because, believe it or not, that shit makes you get fat.
Right. Like, yeah, it's all sugar.
In a week by drinking all that wine, I'm like, I can't do it no more.
That's awesome. Nick, where are you from? Where were you born? Tell us the short story and then we'll get into the long story.
Wow, a long story. Okay. So I'm Ukrainian born. A lot of people don't know that. They think I'm Ukrainian born, but I grew up in Toronto, Canada, 416. I'm Canadian by nationality, and then I was lucky enough to become American back in 2013.
Wow. So are you, do you have a double citizenship?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a triple citizenship?
No, dual, because I don't speak Ukrainian. Like, I don't really see why I would need that passport. Do you feel me?
Yeah. I know, I feel you, but what happens one day when... man, I should have had that triple.
Never know. Yeah, right.
Right? But, like, what's Ukraine going to do for me? Like, I literally don't remember the country. I don't know it. I'm definitely Canadian raised. Right. So.
No, you push Canada pretty hard.
Yeah, I love being Canadian. I really do. We're definitely nice people. But I love being American, too, because when I love talking shit to people.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty good. You're pretty good at it. You get pretty
Whenever good. I travel and if I talk shit, I'm like, America. And then if I'm nice, I'm like, I'm Canadian.
I'm just so peaceful. Nick, what made you get into the porn industry?
So obviously when you're young, you're dumb, and my priorities were completely different. I wanted to get out of Toronto. Toronto is a big, small city. Like, it's a big city, but it was too small for me. And I wanted to honestly be like famous. I wanted people to recognize me. And then when you get older, you realize that's not a good thing.
Right.
And you would rather make the money without getting recognized, you know? And I was just a very sexual person. Like, I was never a slut. I've always had long-term relationships, but I wanted to explore my sexuality. And at the time, my then boyfriend was a huge Jenna Jameson fan. I had no idea who she was. I looked her up and I'm like, man, like, she's hot and she makes money. I'm like, oh, okay, let me try this. So I just sent a picture to a director in Florida. Like, honestly, I never had to do the casting couch. I know girls do that or have done it, which is wrong. My entry into the porn industry was pretty easy. I wanted to do it. I contacted a company. They signed me. They gave me a contract. And literally, like, that was it, you know?
Right.
But I knew that getting into porn was going to be like getting a tattoo on my face. It's going to be with me forever. So I knew that I had to do the best I could do. I couldn't just get in, make quick money, and get out. Like, I really wanted to build a career and a brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a normal way to get into the industry? Or is, like, the casting couch usually the route? Is that...
I don't know if there's a normal way. I just know that every girl has her own journey. I've heard some horror stories... Like, in any industry, I feel like the music industry is like that too. You'll hear of artists like getting in, they'll have a single blow up, and then they get all their money stolen and they never go anywhere. You know, like, it's sort of like that in adult industry too. You just gotta, like, sort of know what you're doing. Like, you can't be a dumb fuck. You know what I mean?
Right. When you
people
said,
will take advantage.
Yeah. You said, like, you know, you didn't come in for like a quick buck to get out. Like, do girls do that these days? Like, what's the industry today compared to when you came in? Because, you know, me being friends with you and your squad, it's a bunch of the, you know, the old school, like, proper girls compared to, like, if I had to compare it to today, which I don't know any of the new ones. Is it way different, Nick?
It's so different now. You know, sort of like in parallel with the music industry, right? Like, before, we as porn stars, we would make a film, an actual film that would take more than a day to make, and then off that film we can go on tour and feature dance and do signings and meet fans, sort of like when an artist would put out a CD and then they go on tour now. And then back then they were still real porn stars. Now I feel like there's no such thing as a porn star. It's more like a sex worker,
right?
Meaning they do OnlyFans, they do camming, they do whatever else they do. They dance, they got a toy line, like, they do, like, there's, you know what I mean? And it's oversaturated. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but I definitely, you know, I definitely can tell you that I wish a platform like OnlyFans existed when I started out, because girls be making some good money on that. Then it takes control. It gives us the control. We've been getting ripped off for so long because the main big companies would take all the money, always complain that our rates are too high. But then when I found out how much they make off of my scenes, I'm like, motherfucker. Right. So now I cut them off and now I can directly do, you know, release a product to my consumer, my fans.
Right.
So, like, that definitely is a huge plus for myself and other girls that have been, like, sort of like ripped off by the third party all these years.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I was going to talk about OnlyFans. How does OnlyFans work? How do people get involved in that? Obviously, the entire city, like in Vegas right now, you know, girls are signing up left and right because, you know, nightclubs are closed. What do you do?
But tall, like Black China got an OnlyFans, rappers got an OnlyFans.
No,
they don't jerk off to it. They just either sell their music directly to the fan without the label or like whatever you got to offer. Like you could start an OnlyFans and offer them something that they maybe can't get anywhere else.
Right.
Not you jerking off into a sock. You feel me?
Maybe I should do that just to see where that goes.
We'll see, you know?
I mean, hey, I got you, homie. I can hook you up.
like you said, you cut everyone off. It's obviously OnlyFans is a huge plus for people like you or for any girl that's trying to make some good money, you know?
Correct. And you know, I still have to hire a team to help me because I can't just do it all myself. Like I have so much out there between talking to the fans and editing videos, compressing videos. So I have people still help me, but it's me on there interacting with the fans. And then I sort of create a team around me that I pay. And I like seeing my friends get paid and eat with me at the table, so to speak, you know? So we're not making these corporate rich fucks even richer. Like we're cutting them out.
Right.
Which is about time that we did that.
Man, they must fucking hate their lives because they're gonna sell you everything just to like bring you back in, but it's just never gonna work now.
I mean, I don't think that the regular porn companies are ever gonna go away. Right. There's always gonna be a market for that. But I feel like, you know, the fans got tired of the overproduced pornography. You know, I think people just got, you know, like tired of like seeing the same overproduced, like how many porn scenes can you watch where you open the door, tons of makeup on,
right,
stripper heels on, and there's a pizza delivery boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get after 20, you're like, okay, well, this is tiring.
Right.
Now I can produce whatever the fuck I want. I don't have to make it like a huge production. I can literally get in my shower and use a fucking dildo on myself. And fans love that shit because they think this is what I do.
Right.
You know,
The behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, I'm sure I'll send Tall some footage if he wants. You know, I know he'll like it. I'm playing. You guys, I feel like you should get a drink. I'm thirsty.
Get one. We'll wait.
Get one.
I don't want to leave.
So, right before you started getting into, the industry, were you still at the time modeling and stripping too at the same time, or was that
stopped doing to move
into this?
When I first started, I did bikini modeling in Toronto, and like you would win little contests here and there and get paid like chump change. But at the time, like, you know, I was poor, so for me, I was like, man, this is a lot of money, right? Like winning $500 here, $1,000 here for like a bikini contest. And then I started stripping, honestly, to save money for college. I never wanted to go into porn until I did my research and I found out what you could really make for yourself. And I knew right away, I'm like, look, I'm not going to care what people are going to think of me. Everyone's going to judge you for something.
Right.
Fuck them all. I'm just going to go out there and do my thing and make a career out of it. And I hope that it works out. And like, I'm very blessed. Like I live in LA. You know how many people want to fucking live here? Like, do you know what I mean? Like from around the world.
Fuck yeah, for sure.
Or Vegas, or even Vegas. Like if you live in Vegas, LA, like we're just so blessed. And you know, like who gives a fuck how you got here? Like it's not like I'm murdering people fucking selling drugs. I'm actually paying taxes and I'm doing legal work. Yeah. So.
Some people say you probably get to enjoy yourself more than most, right? Because we got to work.
I mean.
Slave to the system and your work is way different.
You're a superstar. I mean. That's the truth. I mean, you do get to live a great life, you know, and it's crazy because I feel like the new generation, like maybe back in the day, Nick, when you first started, you probably like you'd get noticed at restaurants, let's say, you know, and like you'd walk in and you'd see that look where a husband and his wife, where he's like, I know her. And even the wife like knows you, but she's like disgusted. Now I think I think now everyone praises it, right? Like, everyone's like, fuck, everyone watches porn. You know, they're just like...
More accepting.
More, yeah, they're just like, oh, shit, that's Nikki Benz. It's
just like... I feel like pornography in probably another 20, 30 years is going to be way more mainstream, you know? It is now. I mean, porn star, you know, back in the day for a porn star to be in Playboy was such a big deal. Now Playboy is coming to us,
right,
asking us to be in their fucking magazines because they want right. us, they want our traffic. Yeah, we create yeah. traffic for brands. You
are,
know?
You are a brand.
Right.
Like, you guys are brands.
And I do have a funny story about a female recognizing me. She was actually a police officer in West Hollywood. I had to go into the police station and file a report about something.
Uh-huh.
And this lady comes out, young girl too. She's like, I just want to shake your hand. Mind you, this is pre-COVID, back when we were allowed to shake hands. She's like, I want to shake your hand. And I'm thinking like, oh, she's going to be helping me out with my report. And she shakes my hand and she says, I just want to thank you for your services.
Wow.
I was like, what? Which means she probably watches my movies and gets down and dirty with her man or her woman. I don't know, you know?
Right. That's amazing.
I like it. I think it's cool. Like, I look, listen, at the end of the day, like, you know, it was really gratifying for me when I was feature dancing, and especially in the South, Southeast states, you know, there's a lot of people that are enlisted in the Army. And they would come in and watch me dance at a club. And a lot of them would, like, literally genuinely thank me. Sometimes teary-eyed, saying, you have no idea what you did for me when I was, you know, deployed for 6 months, staring at a sandbox. Like, you and your, you know, your colleagues are, like, the reason why, like, I was able to get through it and not, like, shoot my brains out. Like, do you know what I mean? When you hear shit like that, I'm like, man, like, you just get so moved. So I'd like to think that I help people too.
That's crazy. So you ran for mayor. You tried
to run
for mayor. I want to know about that. Toronto mayor, Nikki Benz.
What's crazy about that is, you know, look, I mean, the reality is that Brazzers came out with that whole idea.
Right.
I was their contract girl. And it was all great, and I would have done it. The thing is I live in LA.
Yeah.
And in order
and
to-
And I am moving back.
And I'm not fucking moving back. I don't do cold, bro. Fuck cold. I don't care. But, you know, so when I went to the office to register, I had to relinquish my California ID and get Canadian ID, which I didn't have an issue doing that, but I work in LA. And without my LA license, I can't work. Like, that's my form of ID. When I go to set, I need my license. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
And you could totally turn this down, but I, you know, today, I didn't even know this, but, like, you were the first girl ambassador for Brazzers.
Yeah.
That's huge, right? I mean, when you did it, it's a massive thing. Like, you're the first girl to do that.
Yeah, I was really, really honored to get it because they interviewed girls for it. It wasn't just like, oh, here you go, you get it. And I remember going into their headquarters and they were interviewing me. There's six people in a room, but they're also videotaping you because they're going to, review it later. And I'm like, what the fuck is all this shit? They wouldn't tell me. And then 2 months later, they're like, we picked you to be the brand ambassador. I was like, damn, like, that's kind of big in my industry because I know a lot of girls wanted it, and I got it.
Is social media big at this time, Nick? Like, or is it just like, you know, like...
Back when I got signed?
Yeah, when this happened, yeah.
I mean, that was... I found out in 2015.
Okay.
And then they announced me in 16. So it was still big. Not as big as now, you know? Right. Like, now, honestly, social media now is the best form of advertising. You don't have to pay for it, you know? Yeah. It's just you and what you have to say. I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah.
Like, it totally, and I'm sure for you guys too, it's a total game changer. Like,
oh yeah. We love it. It's like, you can create your own army, and obviously your following is bigger than, you know, like,
yeah, I saw those views. It's just insane. That hamburger. That was crazy.
You know, it's like, I don't even know what your stories are like, you know, but like on a hard post, you know, you get hundreds of thousands of views.
That's you guys, you know what's fucked up? My Instagram is shadow banned.
Oh, really?
So, you know, so what that. Sucks for that is my growth is not growing what it should be. So I got to fucking call them up and be like, yo, what the fuck is up? Because I've seen some shit on Instagram where like I can see the girl's butthole sticking out and you didn't shadow ban her. So why the fuck am I shadow banned? Like,
so for the listeners, like a shadow ban is basically when someone goes into the search bar and types in Nikki Benz and your name would not show up, right?
Yeah. And you also, it's harder to grow organically because your posts are not being shown rejected. As much. Yeah, and that sucks.
Does that have to do with a lot of the algorithm too? Because that's like a thing now?
I mean, yeah, but I was shadow banned before that. I don't even, like, I just don't understand, like, why with a lot of people won't see my posts, and I'm like, why the fuck? And then I found out I was shadow banned, and then the algorithms on top of all that, I don't know. I gotta fix it, because if I wasn't shadow banned, like, I could, like, double my following. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be at, like, 10 million. You know, because
yeah, exactly.
You're very good at, you know, staying active. You know, I mean, you're never quiet. You're always like, even when I know if you're like on a little Nikki staycation, you're still fucking up at 5 a.m. getting your shit going all day long, you know, just feeding your army like the content. And that's why people follow you. You know, so it sucks that
they and plus I can't sleep a lot, bro. I got problems. I'm not a sleeper. I'll go to bed. Like, I wake up at like 3, 4. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I need help, yo.
You just like catnap throughout the day? Is that what it is?
I don't even nap. I'm not a napper. Bro, wired different.
Yeah, she just always
brains on. That's why she needs some wine. Yeah. Makes sense now.
Nick, what's like, you know, like I've read like porn stars like mold like parts of their body to make toys and stuff. Like, is that a big business?
Yes. So one of the first companies called Fleshlight, I have to give them a shout out because they're the only company in my industry that actually give girls royalties off the product. Every other company, production company, toy company, they don't give people royalties.
Right.
Like that's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
They probably look at it like they're doing you a favor when they're just no. You're the reason why they're making money.
It'd be one thing,
right? And so Fleshlight, you know, I want to like I'm very grateful for them that they're doing that. And yeah, it's definitely big business. I mean, like, look, you can pirate a scene, you can download free song here and there, whatever. But you can never download a toy. You have to buy it every single time, right?
Yeah, you don't want to use someone else's toy, so you have to get your own.
Yeah.
So, Matt, do you have my Fleshlight or what, bro?
No. You can send it, though.
You got my asshole and my pussy.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Why is he blushing? Is he blushing? I can't see.
Oh, he just, Matt just turns red.
I got two shades. It's white and red.
It's harder to see you guys for me because I'm on my fucking phone. Sorry, my laptop.
Maybe if you got a new fucking laptop, it'd be a whole different story.
You know what? My laptop is, it's a G. It's fine. It's good. But no, the toy thing is great. Like, I love it. I mean, you have to understand they didn't actually pour the mold inside of my pussy because that's not healthy.
Right.
the inside of my Fleshlight they designed, but the outside, yeah, I had to lay there with my, like, I had to lay there spread eagle. And they were like, and you had to masturbate yourself so your pussy would get stimulated so your lips would pop up.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So they can mold you properly.
Yeah.
Or else you're like too flat.
Right. She's very, very good at explaining
the visual hand.
Like, unless if you're a girl with really meaty lips, then they're like, no, bitch, don't jerk off. Like, we got you. But I don't have a roast beef sandwich, so I had to, like, they're like, jerk yourself off. You got to, like, rise up a little and we'll mold you. Like,
Insane.
I love it. Let's talk about Penthouse. You were 2010, you were the cover girl.
Yeah. I was cover girl 2008.
Oh, okay.
And then I think in 2010, I ran to be 2011 Pet of the Year, which I never thought I would get.
What is that? I read that and I was like, oh, what's that? That must be a big deal because you're the pet of the year.
It was definitely, like, you have to remember that's 2011 too, when magazines were like a big thing. Deal.
Yeah, for sure.
And they were, you know, Playboy's competitors. So, and I was the first ever this is why my hopes weren't high, because I'm like, I'm a porn star. Most of the girls in the magazine were like solo models, or they were girl performers. I'm like a hardcore performer. And so they've never had a hardcore performer become Pet of the Year. And then they chose me. I'm like, oh shit, okay, I'll take it. You know, it was really nice. I had a contract with them for a year and a half. They paid me really well every month. I traveled the world cutting ribbons, opening up penthouse clubs. It was a good time of my life. I loved it.
That's so cool. Like, what would you think? Would you say that's like your favorite cover you've ever been on? Or, because I know you've been on fucking so many, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that cover might be one of my favorite ones for two reasons. A, like, I loved everything about that shoot, and B, because that's probably one of the highest paid covers I've ever been on.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Too bad magazines are going to go out of business in our life.
I know. I still have my penthouse magazines, because I'm like, I'm holding on to this, and it's like memorabilia. I'll sell it off later on.
It's crazy, because, you know, it's just, it'll be gone.
That's what my dad was a penthouse guy, so I always remember the penthouses more than the Playboy.
Oh, so your dad had been watching me? Shit.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him.
That's nasty, bro. I don't want to know.
The craziest
daddy issue.
Did you ever get to meet Bob Guccione? Any cool Bob Guccione?
Oh, you know what's crazy? So he died before I could meet him. Oh,
okay.
So my cover is a special edition cover, because that's the first time ever they actually put him on the cover, like as a tribute to him. So it's me and him, even though I've never met him before.
Yeah, it's like the
Hugh
Hefner of Hugh Hefners.
That's crazy. I every time I party with Nick, because we party a lot, I just like, you always think of like that movie, the fucking Mark Wahlberg movie.
Which Mark Wahlberg? There's so many Mark Wahlberg.
The fucking movies. The porn one.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I haven't seen that.
No way.
I haven't seen it. I need to watch it.
That's amazing. You should watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which character am I in it?
Well, you're not. It's just, I think that movie to me makes porn cool. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even like, I don't even look at you as a porn star. You know, like Abby and I are good friends with you. We're just kicking it with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not like, I never like look at you as that. And I know if we're sitting at a restaurant at a table, I know people know who you are. So like, they're just like, that, oh shit, I just watched like,
with somebody. Yeah. Like, it's weird because like, you've always just been chill and cool, and then we've gotten like closer and started hanging out more, and like I'd come out to Vegas and your wifey would be there and stuff. Last time we hung out though, I think it might have been my birthday.
Yeah, we were at the Palms, me, you, and Alexis.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't remember much after midnight. I got so lit.
Yeah, we went to
because you kept ordering those what are they called? Espresso martinis.
Espresso martinis.
Yeah. Oh my God. Forget it. Blackout Sunday.
Blackout Sundays.
Oh, man. Dude, honestly, let me tell you something. It's really fun partying with Tal. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's the truth.
See, guys?
Until he fucking passes out.
Yeah. I've passed out. You've been there for the last 10 years, so you know it just happens all the fucking time.
You can drink and drink and drink, and then all of a sudden the fuse is like real short. It's just like,
bro, it kills me, man. I don't know what to tell you. Nick, you and Alexis, I saw you stood up for gender equality for sporting female topless up at Times Square.
You guys, we walked topless in Times Square.
Did you get arrested?
Yeah, is that legal?
No, because it was still legal.
Right.
And they were trying to make it illegal. And we were just basically saying, look, a nipple is a nipple. You guys sexualize breasts, and that's fine. But if a guy, listen, some of these motherfuckers have bigger titties than me, okay? Right. I'm talking about men.
Men, yeah.
Now, okay? I'm not fat shaming nobody, but when these motherfuckers, 300 pounds and up, walking around without a shirt with triple Ds, and I gotta cover up, fuck no.
Right. So, are you guys the reason? Did you guys make free nipple cool? Is that you? Did you guys
before the free nipple?
Free the nipple. I mean, we made it cool that day. There was a really good turnout. Like, it's crazy. A lot of cops showed up too, you know, to protect us. But we came to do that. They just showed up.
Radio in.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It was really fucking chilly too, because that was November. And I remember, like, we got nervous right before. I'm like, man, I'm fucking scared. She's like, Alexa's like, we gotta do a shot of tequila. I'm like, ah, man, I don't know. I don't do tequila, but I did. And my nips were hard the whole time.
Damn. Crazy. Let's talk about your first ever movie, I guess, right? Like, was
like,
it
like a, what, like in terms
was it
of
a girl,
what?
Girl, was it girl, girl? Was it you and a guy? Like, how, what, like, were you nervous as fuck, like, getting into the industry?
I wasn't. I feel like because I was just
You're like, I was
so,
made to do this. This came easy.
I was just so hungry to get out of Toronto and like, and just like, you know, I wanted to make money. Like, I grew up poor and I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking be poor. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I started stripping to save for college. But then I'm like, eh, I can't be doing all that shit. 7 years of school. I'm going to be married to a motherfucker I don't like. I'm going to have 2.5 kids. I'm good. I don't want to do that. So I took the porn route and I'm so glad I did. Like, you know, what the fuck was the question? I got sidetracked.
I like it. I guess I was asking if you were nervous for your first.
Oh, obviously not. No, you know what? It was my first scene was actually shot in Florida with Gina Lynn. Do you remember her?
No.
Gina Lynn, no.
No.
She's long gone.
I didn't grow up like, oh shit, that's Gina Lynn. You know what I mean? Like, you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's blonde with big titties, and I know you're tight, motherfucker.
You, Alexis, and Jesse became my friends, and that's where it all stopped.
Well, I just figured you would know her. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, no, they flew me out. So, you know, I emailed the director. I'm like, look, I really would like to try and do porn. He's like, well, it's not for everyone. Like, some people can't do it. So they flew me out to Florida, and I did my first scene with Gina. The owner of the company was there, and he saw my performance, and he's like, sign her up. And that was literally it. Then I got a contract, but I still had to live in Toronto because of the whole like situation. Yep. They had to get me a fucking visa. It was pretty like, it was hard for me because I was Canadian, right?
Yeah.
And then fast forward, I'm living in LA talking to y'all fucking half naked.
Love it. When was the first time you went to the AVN Awards?
2003, bro. I'm old.
Wow. Hall of Famer now.
Like, that's a long time ago, and the awards themselves
17 years.
Dude, oh my lord. Honestly, when it, and mind you, you know when you're younger, everything seems bigger. Like, even the casinos seem bigger, right?
Absolutely.
So, my first AVN Awards, 2003, I remember Club Jenna was really big back then. Like, Club Jenna had her own, Jenna Jameson had her own huge booth, like, things were different then because companies were making a lot of money off VHS still and DVDs and pay-per-view. So they were able to afford these booths that were like 300,000, 500, half a million.
Oh, so crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So to me, I was like a little kid at Disneyland. I was like, holy shit. Like,
this I'm going to be one of these girls.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then I became a contract girl. Like, back then, it was all about being a contract girl.
Yeah.
Because these companies invested into your name, and they pumped, you know, money behind you for you to become popular because it benefited them. But fast forward, you know, the industry has changed. Like, you'll go to AVN, the booths are tiny. No one's spending $3,000.
It's like in a little room now, yeah.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people will just get a hotel room and they'll have people come through and do business deals there, and then like, or get a hotel suite or whatnot. It's just, it's changed. Like, and I don't know if it's changed for the better or the worse, but I know that I think a lot of girls now especially are making more money about fucking time because, like I said, we're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. Damn. Did you ever get into like directing or any of that stuff, Nick? Like, are you into that?
Yeah, you know, I directed for my own site, NikkiBenz.com. I'm not active on it anymore.
Right.
Like, I got really mad because I'll be honest, like, you know, planning and executing and organizing and all that shit is stressful, right? Like, you want to do a good job. I know people are going to be judging my work. And I did direct, and I spent all this money out of my own pocket and then put it up. And then 5 days later, it's on Pornhub.
Right.
Like, people steal my shit. Meanwhile, I just spent like $30,000 to like do a couple fucking scenes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I doing this? So I stopped doing it.
Right. But what, how, this Pornhub is massive, right? It's like, I mean, it's the mecca. Or yeah. Am I wrong? Like, it is.
Pornhub is the biggest tube site in the world. It's a double-edged sword.
Right.
You know, they used to steal content from everybody, and people used to hate them. Now people work with them because people are like, okay, look, I can't beat you, so I'm going to join you.
Yeah.
And you can use my scene, but then I got to get pay-per-click, pay-per-view right. income. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really work with Pornhub. I should. I don't. I had my own reasons why I wouldn't. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways for girls and guys to make money in the adult industry. I think, like, it's crazy, like, people, like, even, like, Black China, like, she has an OnlyFans, and the only thing she did was she did a foot fetish video. But still, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, shit, I'm going to see Beyonce on there soon twerking her ass or some shit like that.
I mean, isn't it, like, the highest paid OnlyFans girl? I don't even think she gets fully naked, does she? Where she like
is that booted. That Trish girl?
Yeah, she got booted off Instagram. Oh, wow. All she is like, she just like kind of like a bustier girl. She just jiggles and
she's like a thick girl, really yeah. pretty.
Yeah, and they pay her like $5.99. She got like 10,000 subscribers or something like that. Some crazy money.
Yeah, like you know Lexa Pantera, the girl that twerks, little yeah, okay, white girl.
Yeah.
She's like, she was like, you know what? I don't want to do Instagram no more. I am not getting paid to twerk. I'm just like getting views. She's like, fuck this shit. She opened an OnlyFans and she's making like 300,000. Allegedly, she's right. making 300,000 a month.
300,000 a month? Woo.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah, it's crazy.
I'm starting an OnlyFans.
That's what Abby, I'm saying.
Me and Abby kissing every day. Just like, dude, see where that goes.
Dude, they'll be, dude, put a mask on.
Who gives I'll put a mask fun, on. Fuck it. You we'll kiss with masks on. Dude, 300 grand a month. I just want 300 grand for the year. Just like, I'm cool.
Like, girls are making, I mean, like, look, but mind you, she's a celebrity, right? Like, it's so yep. different for her. You know, I do know a few porn stars that are making like fucking a killing on there. But mind you, they worked way harder than I did.
Right.
They've done scenes where they had 10 guys fuck their ass at the same time. You know, I don't do that shit. So right. I'll never like have that audience. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So girls that have done really, really crazy scenes in the past are definitely benefiting from OnlyFans because right. they kind of have every corner and every fetish covered.
Mm. Damn.
You get a lot of creepers in the DMs. And then also, side question on that too. I noticed that you have a lot of fake accounts.
Oh my God.
Nuts.
And you are verified.
You and Alexis.
And you still have like... Yeah. Hundreds
dude,
of fake accounts.
But you know, I can't even, at first I was mad because people were mad at me.
Yeah.
I've had fans tell me like, you should do something about it. I'm like, motherfucker, I am.
You don't think yeah. I have?
I'm yeah. literally going on and doing videos for you dumbass. So I saying, hey, this is not me. Please don't fall for it. And people are like, I sent money and I just realized it wasn't really you. I'm like, why the fuck are you sending money to a stranger? Right. Like people are asking for money for certificates. Pretending to be me. Some guy told me that I guess he paid for a plane ticket and he's like, how come you never arrived?
Somebody did.
I'm on my way.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, like, give me the money, motherfucker. Why are you giving fake people money?
Oh my God.
I wonder if that's also some of the reason why you're shadow banned.
That's
and I know you talked to fake me.
Yeah, I talked to fake you.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it was so weird. I was just sitting on the couch and I was like, ding. And I was like, oh, Nikki, yeah, that's weird. I was like, going to do
something
with Nikki.
Well, that's the thing. Like, she wrote me the other day from a new number. And I'm like, bro, I have so many numbers for Nikki over the years. I'm just like, all right. And then I wrote her in the DM. I'm like, yo, Nick, are you writing me right now? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Just making sure.
Just double checking.
You don't fucking know. You don't know.
Yeah, I had to. But what was the fake me telling you, Matt?
Well, at first they just said hi, and then like starting to start up some like simple conversation. They weren't really asking for anything, but I could eventually tell like as the conversation went on, I was like trying to like, yeah, I got it. I'm working on it. I'll get to you later. And then
broken English.
It was just like some broken English sentence. Like, what do you mean? And I was like,
red flag.
I'm like, this isn't Nikki. I was like, I know Nikki. This isn't Nikki. Then it was like, then you know how they get so defensive. They're like, I is Nikki. I promise. I is Nikki.
Oh,
yeah, wow. They'll be like, it's me.
Yeah, it's me.
That's why I was like, I should have taken a screenshot before I blocked it. Because then when you do that on Instagram now, it just goes away. So you can't even like
right.
show proof.
For sure. Dude, I screenshot but, like, so much shit.
and you don't even know me like that, Matt, right? You will, but you don't. But I have fan, you know, Moose? Like, yeah, Moose fucking knows me. And he hit me up saying, like, bro, I was talking to you. I'm like, you were not talking to me. Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
it was weird, too, because it said Nikki.
My fans are getting tricked. My friends.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Nick, where and when, how long ago did you start the whole movement of Ben's Mafia?
Oh, man. 2005. Like, okay, when MySpace was around and when people got mad if you weren't number one on my page.
Right. Oh, wow. It's been around that long.
Yeah.
And you've never done anything with it. I mean, I know we talk, but, you know, that thing.
I've done something here and there, but never officially, like, me sitting down and doing something, just because I've never really had the time. Like, because, you know, like, it takes time to execute it properly. And, you know, I get asked about it all the time. Literally all the time. And, like, now I do have this little site that does Ben's Mafia shirts. And listen, but it's not me doing it. Right, it's, like, one of those, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to change.
I want to do my own stuff that, like, fans really want to buy. And I also want to just target it towards people that don't necessarily want to be associated with porn, but I still want them to get it because it's cool.
Absolutely. You just got to make cool shit. We're going to help you with that for sure.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's going to be my manager.
Whoa, let's go. Nick, for kids out there that are going to listen, you know, because obviously there's going to be a ton of your fans. Like, what can you explain, like, to, you know, because I know people judge. I know how it is. And, you know, for you, it's probably way, like, people see, or, you know, in the past have seen you and they're like, ugh, fuck that, it's a porn star. Like, is the porn industry clean? You know what I mean? Like
clean?
Do girls get tested often, you know, for all types of STDs? Like, I just want to put it out there so people fucking know how.
Yeah. It's crazy because people think, for whatever reason, for one, people, like, I'm just going to use me as an example. Yeah. Because I can't speak for other girls. For one, people think that I fucked thousands of guys, like thousands. They're like, you've done 300 movies. I'm like, well, I haven't, first of all. I'll film a scene, and then they take that scene and put it into different movies, right? So it doesn't count. On top of that, especially when I was under contract with them, Brazzers, I worked with the same 3-4 guys over and over and over and over again, to the point where the fans are like, we're getting bored of watching you with the same guy. So I may have worked with that guy 20 times, but it's the same fucking guy. So to me, it's like, what's the difference if you're dating somebody and you're fucking your wife, your girlfriend 100 times a year versus me working with the same guy over and over again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never fucked 1,000 guys. I don't know what my number is, but I'm just saying, like, I hate that people think we just fuck everybody and everything. Like, I'm fucking picky. Like, in my own personal life, like, if I don't have a man, I very rarely, like, have one night stands. Like, very rare. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's happened. But I don't go out there and I'm not going to, like, just give my pussy like that. Like, and plus I feel like for them it would be like, oh, I just banged a porn star.
Right.
So it makes me even not want to fuck even more. Yeah. And when we work, yes, we get tested every 14 days. Crazy. So the porn, I would rather fuck somebody raw in the porn industry at home than a civilian, because I know they're fucking clean.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Do you find it harder to find, like, actual, like, relationships with guys, or you have guys as...
Is it hard?
Yeah. That, like, long-term relationships. I mean, I'm sure there's guys that are trying to, you know,
get up and
slide
there.
In. But, I mean,
yeah. No, I'm not a serial dater. I hate dating. I really do. I hate it. I've always had long-term relationships. Like, my last one was 3 years. The one before that, almost 2 years. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm always with somebody... But I hide them.
You're very good.
Because I don't want... Because, like, I had one boyfriend where I kind of started putting him on my social media, and he kind of got shit for it. Just because people are crazy stalkers.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they would get hate mail from my male fans. Oh. You know? I've never had an issue dating. That's for damn sure. But I just feel like what my issue is I tend to date the same type of guy. And I need to break that pattern.
Right. Makes sense.
New moves. Maybe OnlyFans will put out some stuff for you.
What? No, for real. Listen, I'm not trying to date for a fucking long time. My last relationship gave me fucking PTSD, bro. Like, I want to be single.
Nice. I mean, you're also a worker, you know, so, like, a lot of that, like,
that'd be hard to
judge. I got, you know, Abby is on my level, right? Like, she knows, like, when the whole Palms project came about, you know, Abby would just come down to the Palms and have dinner with me almost every night, because that's the only time I'd be able to hang out with her, right?
Yeah.
You're a worker too, you know, like,
it's
hard. You're always busy. You're on your shit. So it's hard for any, let's say, boyfriend, right, to be in your life, and you're probably busier than your boyfriend. And usually, yeah. Yeah, and you have a goal, right? Because it's not forever. At one point, you're gonna hang it all up and be like, yo, I made enough money here. I don't have to work again, you know, like, hopefully I find a man that could take care of me and I have money growing and we could start a family. But I know you personally and I know you're a fucking workaholic. So it's, you know, you're all about working, like, yo, let's fucking go.
Yeah. So, I love working. Yeah. I do have to say that this COVID-19 bullshit kind of made me realize that I need to slow the fuck down and enjoy life. Because sometimes when you work I worked so much, like, I would feature dance every weekend and then shoot every week. And then it just got, all those years are a blur. Like, I don't remember shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I just felt like that was the way that you had to be, though.
For,
like,
sure.
If you weren't moving that fast and you weren't even living then. So it's kind of crazy. We've had a lot of guests even say that
COVID
slowed them down.
And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to definitely work and be comfortable, but I don't want to work myself to death. Like, I want to enjoy life. I want to travel more. If I make plans with you to come and see in Vegas, I actually want to do it, because, like, I don't know what else is going to fucking happen. We might have COVID-21 coming out. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck. I mean, with what are your thoughts of everything that's been going on, you know, lately, and you know, in the world, like, you know, seeing obviously what happened with George Floyd, you know, and I think it woke up everyone. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm so sad for what happened to him. Yes. No one deserved that. No. No one. You know, there's people coming out saying, well, he was a criminal. He did this, he did that. So fuck what?
Out of here.
He did not deserve that shit. But I will say this, and I am Black Lives Matter, but I also believe that the media is trying to divide us, because they feed us certain things to sort of, like, start race wars, right? Yeah. Like, blacks against whites. It's not like that out there in the real world, but they want us to believe that.
Absolutely.
And then when you bring up a subject like, well, you know, if you look at the stats and we're looking at nonviolent criminals, the cops still statistically kill more whites, but you're never going to hear about it because that's not going to sell the news.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, I just think the media is fucking bullshit. You know, I don't know what the solution is, but I just think that when people are waking up, they really need to look at all the stats and not just what CNN or Fox News is feeding you. You have to kind of look beyond that and read up and look at the statistics on your own.
Yeah. That's why I love now how the world is now. We choose what we want to see, at least, you know? So, like,
yeah,
that's why I do love social media, because I can follow who I want to follow and I'll get the news from those type of people.
But even social media kind of tries to skew things.
Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree with you.
I'm against police brutality. They beat up on blacks, whites, Hispanics. You know, I don't know if they beat up on Asians. I feel like Asian people are the only people who are, like, the good ones.
I'm sure there is, right? And we just don't know about it because, like, they try to divide us and we don't know, right? But it's
I don't want to say fuck the police, because I have people in my life that are actually like, they work for a police force and they are good people, but fuck the police. Like, I'm against police brutality.
Absolutely. Nick, you did a photo shoot a while back where it's you redid a Kim Kardashian look.
My scene. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that? Because that went like
the paper magazine
super viral.
Oh yeah, that's like one of the top scenes on Pornhub. That was a Brazzers production. Sorry, guys. Brazzers came up with that idea, and it did really, really well. And that was back when I was a brunette. And yeah, I love that scene. If you look on Pornhub and you type in Kim K, Nikki Benz, it's like one of the top viewed scenes.
It was everywhere. I was like, it was like a proud moment. I was like, that's my girl.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I know her.
I know that.
I know that slut.
Never. I'll fucking punch people in the face. Nick, what's next for you? What's coming down the pipeline that you can talk about?
Honestly, I've been so engulfed with OnlyFans work that it's a lot. So I'm trying to venture out and do more stuff. Like, I want to do stuff for the Benz Mafia.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be. And you know, it's not like we're going to have our call and see what we can do for that. And as far as like, I really just have to see, because all my dance gigs got canceled because of COVID. Right. All this shit got canceled. So like, it's still, there's a lot of uncertainty still, you know, like our industry, we had meetings and we still don't know when we're going to open up or how we're going to shoot. So, I don't really know, but I'm just trying to be creative and I want to kind of like just do other stuff and not necessarily like, I want to get rich up of like a brand, but I just want to do fun stuff and enjoy it
you're getting on that train of like, all right, what's my exit strategy, you know, like of like, I'm not saying that Nikki Benz is going anywhere, I'm just saying like you're thinking like, yo, what's next, like how much
yeah
can I do outside of this industry and create my own little thing.
I mean, outside of this industry, real estate, motherfuckers. You know, I mean, legit, look, like, I'm just, this is the thing is, if you want to like get out of an industry or like at least create a little nest for yourself, you got to get into real estate. And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's good money. Last question. What does success mean to you?
What does success mean to me? Wow. That's like hard to answer. If I was 21, I would be like, oh my God, I'm making lots of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like every 21-year-old's answer. I just want to be rich and famous.
Well, you've done both of those.
So. But success to me now means, like, I want to get rounded success. I want to have enough money where I'm comfortable. I've already seen a lot of the world, and I want to travel more. I want to have more freedom, and I've had all that, but now I kind of want to complete it with like sharing that with somebody. So I would love to actually meet somebody on my level and be able to sort of like grow together and maybe build an empire together. Like, to me, that's success. Like,
yeah.
I can only be successful on my own for so long. And then you're like, okay, and then what's next? Right. So I would love to like kind of find somebody else who can share the same thought process with me and sort of like, to me, that's success, like having it all. Right. And yeah. I don't know if that there's such thing as having it all, but like there has to be.
Has it for, I mean, probably for you, right? Or anybody has the goal of what does it mean to have it all? You have like most people write out what that is and you just checkmark it your entire life,
right?
You know, so yeah, that's totally fair.
So to follow up a tough question with an easy one, what's your favorite curse word?
My favorite curse word? Oh my God, you guys, I swear a lot. But
I know.
But people that swear a lot, we're honest, so fuck it. But right now, I go through stages, but right now, my favorite swear word is puto.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice. Wow.
Finally, I'm like, fuck it. I'll be driving, I'll be like, that fucking puto just cut me off, you know?
So many people are just doing the F word.
F word. Everyone's F-word. Favorite word is the fuck word.
It's the easy one, but I like that for
people. Fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puto's my new favorite word. I'm like sorry, guys.
I like it. I like it.
Bro, I swear, I don't have COVID-19. I got tested.
So did I. They put that shit up my nose. Oof. That shit.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the swab, and then I did blood work too. No, so
I did both, and then the brain fucking
up the nose thing.
It's
rough.
I can't do that shit. That hurts. Oh my Lord.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Sorry for the mix.
It's all good. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Yeah, talk soon.
Yes, you will. All bye, right, guys.
Hey, late.
Bye.
Yo, bad news. What's going on?
Bad news. I can't believe it. Bad news.